All right. That was a song called Phase by Quentin, and I don't know how to pronounce the last name here, so I'm going to spell it K-U-F-A-H-L. I'm thinking Kafal.
Yeah, I'm thinking Kafal.
Something
that's
like
lazy,
that.
Maybe.
Well,
yeah,
and he calls himself Q, so we're going to probably go ahead and just go with that, don't you think?
Yep, totally.
Welcome back to the Music on Deck podcast, everybody. I hope you're having a pleasant day or evening. We just heard from Quentin, and it just goes to show you, you never know what you're going to get
on
this podcast.
Yep.
We hadn't heard anything beforehand, and so we both kind of came into this dry. Was not expecting a drumming clinic to be put on.
I'm glad you put it like that.
But so this is hard for me because I was so unexpected of what I just heard. Mm-hmm. It came out of left field. I guess I immediately assumed that it was going to be a kind
classic
of
song.
An entire song with a structure, a chorus, and a verse that I was kind of shocked when I heard what I heard. So it's kind of hard for me. I'll be honest. I kind of just sat and listened to it, and I didn't take any notes because I think this is going to be probably my first NA not applicable score.
Okay.
I don't think I can put this on my scale because I don't really know what I just heard. I would say, that's, I guess, what I would think of is kind of a drum tutorial kind of a thing, or maybe what I would say maybe like is a drum solo in a concert.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna pull a page out of the book from a few podcasts ago where we had a really talented guitar player kind of just sit on his own.
Yes.
So I'm going to take it in kind of that vein.
Okay.
And for me, I think this is very difficult to literally hear nothing but drums in this kind of free-formed kind of a thing. Because two things stuck out to me kind of right off the bat. I didn't like the drum sounds I was hearing. And I don't think it was that the drums weren't recorded well. I really wonder if the drums were mixed all that great. And because I don't have much of a mix, I just literally have drums. Mm-hmm. I personally kind of was just not that into the specifically the kick.
Okay.
The cymbals I think were fine, but just some of the elements, I kind of just went, I don't know if that was really mixed, in a way that really gives it the dynamics. And I think if you're going to do all this flashy kind of drumming kind of stuff, that kind of leads me to my next point. If you're going to stand on that alone, it has got to be clean.
Yeah.
Clean, clean, clean. And to me, this was not that clean. There was a lot of fumbling.
Sure.
And I think, again, I'm putting you in the upper echelons. So if you're going to stand alone, I need to hear a Neil Peart. I need to hear Carter. I need to hear some of these drummers that are like, look, dude, I am so good.
Yep.
Sit back and listen.
Right.
And what I hear with some of my favorite drummers, Stuart Copeland, Ginger Baker, I mean, these are people who I can listen to a 4.5 minute drum solo and be blown out of my mind. And by the way, you happen to get a dude who loves to listen to straight up drummers. And I mean, like, percussionists.
Like you said, it's the second episode where you are rattling off and proving why you are valid in whatever you're saying.
I study this kind of stuff with the studiousness of someone who wishes that I had this kind of, I can play drums, I can't play that, what I mean? And I want to sit back and I want to look at the masters. And so I'm going to do you the respect of lining you up to those people because you're telling me that you're good enough to literally sit there. And by the way, his picture on the album cover is, he's clearly got a good kit.
Yeah.
Looks like he's right out of the band Wasp. I mean, like, he's clearly taking it very seriously. He's got the right, instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
So where does it fall for me, And I think that's where it falls for me. I think he's clearly a good player, But without any context, or context, without any structure. It's hard to hear how great he is without some structure to kind of see how he fits. And this was, you know, especially his blasts, his blast speed, and his double kick. Man, when I hear double kick, and that's where, again, I don't know. Is it that he's not that crisp on his beaters, or was the mix on that floor, Tom? Because when you hear some real good, I'm hearing each and every hit, and it just got really washy for me. Yep. It got very muddy. So I'm not going to say it was him as a player, and I'm not going to say it was the mix. I'm going to say it's one of those. You know, again, without more visual cue, just from what I'm hearing, it just didn't really do much for me. As a full-on performance, from a lot of what you read, you know, with what he said about his drumming and stuff, that is a really tall order to stand alone as a drummer with a drum solo in nothing but audio, you know? So to me, that's where the two things fell short for me. It's really hard for me to put it on my scale because I didn't feel like it was a song. I wasn't prepared to give a score for a, you know, master session of drumming. And to me, it wasn't that. And it wasn't good enough to even call it that for me. So I'm going to say, you know, whatever those things were, whether it was your drumming wasn't tight enough, whether it was the recording of your drums not being tight enough, I was not a super fan. Not something I'm going to want to listen to again. If you're going to stand like that, this thing has got to be tight. It has got to have complete sections. It can't just be like, it's again, I look back on it and I kind of be like, well, if you're going to let this stand, it's got to be something that is sounds, you know, rehearsed. And it's almost like he sat down and just kind of made up whatever he wanted. So if you did sit down and rehearse it, it didn't sound like that. And if you're going to lean entirely on your drum playing, to me, it's got to have some portioned out sections. Go listen to Neil Peart for 6 minutes. The dude is going nuts, but it had segments. It had parts. It had ebbs and flows. It had a structure or a place it was taking me as a viewer. It can't just be just like a soloist. You can't just riff the whole time. It's got to have some parts where you let me groove. This was just all over the place. Unstructured, undisciplined, washy, and it wasn't clean. That's my review. I can't give it a score because I just don't have one prepared.
That's fair.
What do you think, man? Where were you at?
And this is funny. I almost wonder if I'd went first, if you would have changed, because I've done this before where I go second and you're like, well, you know what? But I don't know. we'll see.
Yeah.
To me, this is almost a demo tape. It is definitely like a show off / solo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like he's auditioning for a band. You know what I mean? Like,
so that's kind of how I'm going to look at it.
Oh, all
right. I thought that overall, it was semi-impressive. I'm with Dave. It wasn't on the level of some of these drum savants, you know, who can stand alone and have a stage to themselves and impress every time. I don't think it was that, but I think it was very good. I will say also with Dave, the mix to me was just a little over the top. I think you only have drums to stand on. That's the only thing in this mix. So I think you have to be careful about how clean and clear it is. It was a little washy in the cymbals at times. It was very forward. I think if you're, it's interesting because I think if you're mixing this as a mix engineer or you're mixing it like it's a song,
I wonder if he did it himself too.
Don't know. Yeah. That's one thing if you're mixing a song like a, you know, mixing drums like it's in a song. But if it's by themselves, I almost want to hear more of a room tone.
Well, yeah.
More of a, I'm watching it up on stage.
That's what I want. I want a live version of it.
Yeah. So to me, this sounded like everything close mic'd, you know, in right up front, right in your face, right in your ears. I would have liked to hear more of,
I wanted to feel like it was up on a stage
and I was watching it. It didn't feel like that. So because of that, by the end, my ears hurt.
Yeah.
I was you know, literally by the end of this, I was like, boy, that just, that blew my ears off. Now, if you're a heavy metal rock guy, you're like, awesome. That's probably, you know, that's what you want. I don't think so. I'll say the whole thing wasn't sloppy to me. I think you're showing off your talents. I think you're trying to, you know, show all of your skills, you know, some of the double pedal stuff, some of the snare rolls, some of the, you know, cymbal swells and rolls and tom fills and that type of thing. It was all there. I did feel like around a minute 40, kind of in the middle, it got a little sloppy with the kick drum.
He was trying to do an Alex Van Halen gallop with the double pedal, mm-hmm. and that was when I started to go, it's starting to get a little loose there.
Yeah, so if it's me, if I'm the mix engineer or I'm you, the world doesn't know what the world doesn't know. Go in there and time align that. That's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm going in there, yeah. and I'm going to make sure that's on point. You could have played it a little bit off. But in the world that we are in right now, we can go in there and we can put it on time. You may not have had a grid for this because it's not a song and there wasn't a set tempo. You can probably make the pocket feel a little bit better. And then that's kind of my next note is from that point on, in that second half of what this was, it just got out of pocket. I lost any sort of groove that there may have been. It just became very all over the place, trying to hit as much stuff as you can. And that's where I lost it. And again, that's where my ears started to be pretty worn out. Maybe a little bit more ebb and flow and it would have been cooler, would have had a little bit less of that wearing my ears out effect by the end. But finally, I don't really know what to think about this part of it. That composition, solo, demo, whatever we want to call it, is called phase. There was a phase effect on the whole song. I don't know that that was necessary. I think you could have picked some places to throw that in. And that's your phase. That's the title of your song. Cool, you got this cool phase effect that happens. But I think that's part of why my ears were fatigued at the end, too. There was that phase effect the whole song, the whole time. And it didn't really change. It did the whole, it was just that it was like you set it on auto for the whole song and it just did that thing over the whole song. And I was over it by the time the song was over. And it was just, it was too much. I think you could have accomplished what you wanted to accomplish putting it in certain parts, not the whole song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But looking at it the way I'm looking at it as a drum demo / here's what I can do. I think if you were to stack that up with a lot of other drummers, you know, line up a group of drummers and have them do that type of thing, it's an 8.2 for me. I think it's above average.
Wow.
I think it's above average, but it's definitely not, you know, like you said, it's, you know, if you put Carter Beaufort up on stage and let him go off, you're going to be like, damn. And that's not what that was. It was good to me. I'm not going to listen to it again. And then that's another part. That'll just put on this. And again, Dave, this is me just putting it into my own context where it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Zero replayability. I think you take this and you have it either on a flash drive or a CD. And if you're, you know, trying to audition for a band or you've got a band you want to join, you give this to them. They pop it in and say, okay, yeah, this guy's a metal drummer. This guy's who we need.
Well, he's got the chops. That's all it is. That's what it shows. You got chops.
So I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're putting this up on Spotify, Tidal, Apple to get plays. Because you're not going to. There's nobody play. There's nobody in Q. I'm sorry. Maybe you play this.
I mean,
on
his
replay.
Own description kind of says that that's what he wants to do. You know, he wants to ignite the world with his, you know, infectious beats.
I think
and that
you
kind
can do that on stage. You can't. There's no place for this in a marketability, you know, environment. You're not going to sell copies of this. You're not going to get millions of streams of this. This is something that 99.9% of people, when they listen to for the first time, are let's do it once, and then that's it. Cool, that guy's a good drummer. Next, that's all it is. I think this is an audition tape. I think it's a demo, and I think it's an 8.2 on a scale of 0 to 10. I think
that's way too high in my opinion, man. Like I don't know how you got to that number.
It wasn't that bad to me. Wow. That's how I got there. I mean, if it were bad,
because I look at it like it's a solo. Mm-hmm. Like it's sure. a solo, and that solo needs to be composed of parts and have things that don't, as you even said yourself, ear fatigue the crap out of you mm-hmm. so that your ears don't hurt. I mean, those kinds of things are like, that's a big negative. Well, that's not a small negative.
That's a mix thing too, though. I mean, like yes. I said, that's a mix
and
thing.
The mix itself, I didn't like the drum sounds.
When's the last time you
heard? I didn't
heard,
like the drum toms.
When's the last time you heard something like this, though? Have you ever?
Yeah. Well, again,
a single song on, you know, put out.
This, yes. Well, but see, this is who we're looking at it completely differently.
Right.
What I have seen that is left alone, like he has done with anything close to what he has done, is done in concert
right.
with a drummer who is on stage by himself mm-hmm. doing a drum solo while the band takes a break for a second. Mm-hmm. And the people I have seen do that
yeah.
are the people I've previously mentioned. And that is not going to be anywhere close to that.
And I will just come back at that and just say, you and I both know, as we are sitting in the studio right now post a vocal session, put some of those guys in a studio with mics on every drum and critical listening like
the guys
we're doing
I named
now,
would be phenomenal.
Well,
every single one of them,
I mean,
would blow your mind.
I will 90% endorse that. But I think doing it in one take is a high expectation. I think
first of all, why would you say one take? We don't know how many takes this
no,
guy
I know.
Took.
I'm assuming
you think
that was
he did
a
one take with that?
I'm assuming so.
See, we're making different assumptions
yeah, totally,
here.
Totally.
And honestly, I mean, again, I am just too analytical over specifically the drum section. And to me, this was a hot mess.
Okay.
This was
wow.
a guy
yeah,
who sat down
off.
In front of a drum set and went absolutely ape crap on it and just wanted to do everything he could possibly do. He mm-hmm. threw in so many complicated rhythms and so many different sort of off times.
I agree with that.
But he didn't do it well.
Sure.
As a performance.
I mean, I
and what
say,
else is there to judge? But well, your ability
again, yeah.
and what is on tape. And I didn't like either one.
We might have to go and look
Excuse
and
me.
See. I might go and look and see what else there is. I know you. That's not your style. You know, and it would be interesting to hear too. You know, Q, I'll extend this olive branch to you. If you want to send us something that's a song with you drumming on it, I'd listen.
Yeah.
I'd want to check it out.
Yeah.
Whether it's metal or whatever you play, hard rock. I don't. You know, it'd be interesting to hear and judge and listen, because we have never done that. We've really never done that where we hear a song where we're just listening to the drums. How did this guy drum on that song? Q, if you want to send that in our inbox, I think that'd be cool, and maybe we'll air it. I'm not gonna promise you, but it'd be cool to listen to something where you're not by yourself. The attention is not 1,000% on you. You're still going to send it to us as us to judge your drumming. But I think it would be cool just to hear something
well,
more.
And listen, your point is not lost to me that this is an incredibly difficult ask.
Yeah.
Go drum on stage mm-hmm. and don't lose, you know, anybody's focus for a 3-minute
right.
section and then have it be, you know, critiqued mm-hmm. very analytically
yeah.
in a box where there's nothing else. I mean,
right.
that's a incredibly, incredibly hard thing to do,
yeah.
you know? So no knocking you for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, you know, that there you go. That's two different opinions, you
yeah,
know, and,
yeah,
and honestly, yeah. Alex wasn't that, you know, was much more positive on it than I was. And that's a good thing. I always think it's a great thing when he and I don't see eye to eye. And that shows you clearly that you are going to have some people that are going to love it and some other people that are not going to be so hot on it.
It's, yeah.
You know?
It's interesting to figure out, you know, what you think it is. You know, again, I think, you know, if you're looking at it more as like, this is me showing off. This is me with all the attention on me, listen and look and see what I can do. You know, I think that's interesting. But I don't know if that's how everybody's going to listen to it. You know, and I think even you, you know, I would think if you're auditioning for a band or whatever, you're like, here's what I can do.
You know what I wish I did? What I guess this is what frustrates me. As the composer, I feel like if he worked with a composer or somebody who is more of a writer, there would have been segments.
You can put that on paper.
That would massively help him.
For sure.
Because even if you listen to like Neil, you listen to some of these guys that I'm talking about, even though they can do the endless double pedals,
mm-hmm.
they don't do it forever because
right.
they know it gets old fast.
Yeah.
And so they have sections where it's da-da-dun, da-da-dun, bum-bum.
Right.
Bum-bum. Dun 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 d
Yeah.
Simple.
Right.
Then it moves into something big. Then it comes back again.
Yeah.
There's an ebb and flow. And because there wasn't any of that structurally, mm-hmm. I was constantly going, all of this is just,
it built
too
upon
much.
Itself.
And
yeah.
It's just,
it really
and it's just
did.
Endless yeah. and endless yeah. and endless. I would have said the same thing if somebody gets up there, like a lead guitar player, mm-hmm. and they shred for 4 minutes straight. And there's no sections of just right. backing it off with a little bit of melody, just a little bit of this. And then we go a little crazy. Mm-hmm. Then we pull it back. Everything has got to have peaks and valleys. Yeah. You know, so. I'm definitely critiquing it from that standpoint. I'm definitely, but see, here's the thing. I'm respecting you enough to line you up with the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
for sure.
I
yeah.
always have very high standards.
Yeah.
You know, I could definitely see Alex talking about, you know, this is an audition tape. This is a demo just to show a band and kind of be like, boom, guess what? There's 98% of the bands that would be like, yeah, this dude can drum in our band.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not saying that.
Right, right.
I'm not saying this dude couldn't be a great drummer for a band. For what? This is, I think Alex and I disagree, or at sure. least are putting into different context
yeah,
what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I think it's different
But that
context.
Gives you, that definitely gives you some good feedback. We hope that you can use some of that mm-hmm. and, I don't know, go a different direction, stay where you're at, clean some things up.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we said, you know, that's just the way we're hearing it. And it's certainly unusual.
Definitely.
It certainly was something I was not prepared for
yeah.
when we first turned it on. And honestly, this is what we love about the show
exactly.
is that we just have some all over the place. You never know what you're going to get from week to week. So guys, that is the review for this week. Please check out our social media garbage. If you want to join our Discord, you want to find out a little bit more me and Alex, all the stuff's there. Links to our websites. You want to email us. We just appreciate you coming along for the ride. And check us out. Check Q out. You can find yeah. all these artists. You know, help them out. Give them a like. Give them a support. You think we're right? Tell us. You think we're wrong? Tell us. We're open to all of that.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's the review, guys. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.